Great. So, sorry, can I just ask for your full name again?
Yeah, it's Andrew Rowlinson.
Thank you. And can I have your name and date and place of birth?
Cambridge, 28th of the 4th of the 66.
Right, and how long have you worked?
33, 34 years, something like that.
Right, so you were just starting to tell me.
I came here when I was 16 as an apprentice blacksmith, fist stroke fitter welder. Right. Our workshop at the time was where the dust carts park now, and there was 14 of us, blacksmiths. And we also made all the road signs for the city. So as well as being a blacksmith shop, which had a forge, anvil, all the welding equipment, a steel stock shed where all the metal was kept. There was also like a bolt-on goodie, which was the sign we called the sign shop. And we made all the street signs in Cambridge, street signs, street nameplates, all the street signs were made in that place as well. And that was all over there.
And how did you make them? Picking as a knob.
The street signs came as a request from the engineers department, or there was another building out here which was the client workshop for the highways, and they'd give us an order and say, could we have a street sign, for instance, Metcalfe Road, because my mum and dad lives there, and it came and they'd say Metcalfe Road street nameplate. And the style is done in Kindersley, the Kindersley style. So you'd cut a piece of aluminium, and then you'd lay out the letters. You'd pick through all the boxes, all the alphabet, pick all the boxes, lay the letters out on a pattern, measure it up. Then you'd cut your aluminium strip to the correct size. You'd put your black backing on. Sorry, you put your grey backing on the back. You put your black on the front. And bake them on. It was a machine that had a load of light bulbs, and it literally baked the film on. You put a reflective, you cut an inlay of white and baked that on. And then you laid your letters on and then baked them on. And then you turned it over and you put what's called sign fix on the back. Mm-hmm. And then in the metalwork side, we then made the legs out of box section. Mm-hmm. With the holes in and bolted the sign to it. And then the guys in our workshop used to go and install them as well.
Wow, so that was when you were 16, you started
16, 17, yeah, 16, 17, I started over there.
And how long did you work there?
Until it was knocked down. Until it was amalgamated with building maintenance, mm-hmm. which must have been about 10, 12 years ago, something like that. And we amalgamated that, and I still carried on. I'm the only mobile welder left in the yard here that do all the, and I look after all the kids' play equipment.
So is that what you went straight to doing on design?
As well as being a sign maker and metal blacksmith, one of the jobs was inspecting and maintaining kids' play equipment. So all those years, 34 years, I've done, maintained, inspected, repaired, a qualified Rosper inspector for the council, and done all that.
So just go back to the blacksmith again. What else that happened in the blacksmith?
There was a chap called, when I came here, there was a chap called Arthur Hart. He was the old chap that made the horses' shoes, the cart horses that used to be down the store, down bottom here. They was all cart sheds. I never saw that, it was stores then. Yeah. And he used to make them, and so he showed me how to make horse shoes. I used to do points on jackhammers, railings, anything metal on the public highway, on the fences, on parks, we used to make over there.
And then was it painted, like railings and
stuff? The sign on the top of Dale's Brewery, we took that down, it was done and refurbished over it, and I put it back up the top. I'd done all that.
That's the mystery of what happened to the...
Right on the very top of it, yeah.
The thing that was on there, there was a urn or something, wasn't it?
Right in the middle, yeah.
That's disappeared.
I'd done where it says Dale's Brew around the top,
yes,
the big letters, that some of them had rotted away. We brought the whole sign back, we cut out the broken bit, the bad bits, welded in new bits and ground it all up and painted it, and then I put over here, over there, and then we put it back up the top. We used to do all the car park signs, all for all the charges in the car parks. All the housing estate signs for no ball games. What else did we used to do? Any signs, or like these railings was us, these little bits of railings here. Anything like that, any sort of metal work we used to do.
So what was the site like here? You said you were over...
Hive of activity then, because in the days, in those days, we had a highways department as well, which had about, must have had about 30 blokes. And behind the back of our workshop was the old tarmac bays, where they had, we used to have a lorry load of tarmac coming, and it used to be the smell, lovely smell and aroma of hot tarmac. So the lorries used to be, all the workers used to be queuing up with their vans and lorries to load up with tarmac to go out and do potholing and drains. And all the bays there had the tarmac, the various sizes, the sand bay, the ballast bay, the waste bay, and a waste skip for putting steel in and stuff like that.
And this, so all these bits of the toilets. Stores is new, the toilets, that's all new. What was in the middle here before?
Yeah, in the middle here used to be a long, big wooden shed that had all the wood for the wood mill. Where, just up here a little bit further, was the wood mill. Mm-hmm. Then it was the stores. Where we are now was the carpenter's shop and offices. Mm-hmm. The painter's shop was down the bottom. We had a painter's department, mm-hmm. and they used to do the vans as well. Paid all our vans as well. That used to be right down the bottom. That shed was always, that was a salt, partly was the salt barn, because I used to drive a gritter for them as well. So we still maintain the gritting out of here as well. Where else used to be over? Yeah, then there was like a raised bit where the lorries used to pull up, mm-hmm. and they could lift their slabs onto the lorries, so it was like, and you could see the old railway lines, because it used to be like the old platform where the railway lines used to come into the yard here, you see.
Okay.
There was you could see the lines were in the ground where part of the old line used to come in off the...
Yeah. And then there was because the canteen, the mess is new, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be further over. The canteen used to be further over. Mm-hmm. That used to be further over, and that was it looked like an old World War III, big, thick walls. You know, they used to be our canteen over there, and then that was all knocked down. The re-layout, the rejigging of the yard, changed that around.
Yeah.
And there was when I first came here, it was a clocking in machine. As you come in the gate on the right hand side, it used to be like a little concrete brick built shed. It used to clock in and out.
Right. So that was you. So you'd come in every morning, clock in, and you'd come through straight.
And then you'd walk up
to
the workshop, and then when you left, you'd come walk down, clock out, and then get you.
Yeah. And did you have? I mean, you've got your Cambridge City.
No, it's nothing like that. No. Just had a pair of overalls in those days when I first came here.
You kept on site, or
the overalls stayed here. Yeah, and they, you know, you had your own clothes. You never sort of. It wasn't council. Yeah. Then they came the council blue. Mm-hmm. I think it shouldn't say that. It just said,
they're good quality. They
lasted. That's what I mean. Yeah, they do last. Even with welding burn holes in it.
So you trained here.
I've done an apprenticeship here.
Yeah.
My apprenticeship was I think it was called a fitter welder's qualification. I'd done that.
And then sitting you used that. Did you go and do anything in like domestic housing in the?
They shut that down. I came over to, or they amalgamated us with building maintenance, and we was run by building maintenance then. Even though we was over there, we done all the garage door repairs for the council housing stock. But over here, we came and done house clears, garage door repairs. Still done it. I still done any of the metalwork on the councillors on the council blocks.
Yeah.
And then it was sort of partial bit of retrain. Well, I could do plumbing and carpet, you know, a bit. So you just done everything. And then we took on the rising bollards in town.
Oh, yeah.
So we looked after the rising bollards, as well as all the other stuff. Yeah. So
what's the sort of, probably isn't a typical day, but what sorts of things do you do now?
Today, my day for me today would be mostly play equipment now, because from those days we've increased the amount of play equipment we have, and we've also gone electronic. A lot of some of our kit is electronic now, which takes a little bit while resetting it. We have a few automated barriers around the city. That needs sort of just making certain so it keeps some of our parks safe, a bit of fencing, but we also look after all our toilets. It's 22 toilet blocks we look after now as well. Some are paid, some aren't.
So it's very varied. Have you got a vehicle?
Yes, they supply us with a van.
Yep.
So all the stuff is done that way. Now we have a Before we had a workshop to work out of. Now you work out of a van, so that's it. Which is, I suppose you could say, it's partly gone backwards in time. Really, we don't have, you know, we use contractors to do a lot of the bigger stuff, and I usually go and fit it, repair it, maintain it. You know, if we can't do it within an hour, then it needs to go to a contractor, because being responsive, it needs to be. You need a quick response time. You know, we had a child stuck in one of our toilets the other day, and had to, you know.
How do you hear about that? How
that would come, they'd ring me, yeah, they'd ring in, somebody'd ring in, and they'd phone me to attend and go and deal with it. We've just done the folk festival, the folk festival's just finished, and we have a bit of an input into that. I've done that for the last, well, since I've been here, 34 years I've done that.
So what do you do there?
Cherrington Hall, the back of Cherrington Hall is in a basin. And all, it might sound really dirty, all the toilets go into a septic tank in the ground, and it needs a submersible pump putting in, so we put a pump in the ground, and then that pumps it all the way up to Cherrington Road traffic lights nearly, and then just dumps it into the main sewer. So I look after a sewer pump then, there.
Very important at a festival.
There, yeah, and the barrier, we've got a barrier on Coldham's Common that I put down, and I opened the common up for the campsite, and then close it up afterwards. So really, like Coldham's Common, I open it up, and the common's used, and I close it up afterwards. So I see the beginning and I see the end of both sort of sides.
And do you live locally?
Yeah, I live Stoke-on-Quay, just outside Cambridge, which is, you know, it's rural, but not rural, if you know what I mean.
So do you drive in?
I have a van, because it's sort of home to site working, if you know, you know. So you, you know,
so you take that.
I go home, and then, and plus being on call or being reactive if something's dangerous or happens over the weekend or in the evening, you can react to it.
Yeah. Can you give me an example of a sort of dangerous or difficult aspect of the job? Something that might crop up like that.
A child got hurt on a swing, or a chain has snapped. You know, something like that, and then you'd have a call out. Somebody they'd mostly ring to say, this kid's got hurt, can we go and have a look at it and make it safe? That'd be the out of hours, you know. And then you'd turn out, go and repair it, take it apart, make it safe. Usually take it down if you can, take it away, take the problem away so you don't, nobody gets hurt. Or like the barrier at Lambsland, someone's got locked in the car park at Newnham. We put that on a timer now, so it goes up at 10, goes down at 10 o'clock in the morning, comes up at 10 o'clock at night. Somebody got locked in there the other night about 11 o'clock, even though it says blatantly 10 o'clock, you know, they were ranting and raving that they couldn't get their car out, so. But being automatic, you can do it now, just ring it and it'll let itself down, so.
And so what about social things and stuff on site? Do you, over the time you've been here, have you been a member of the union, social clubs, that sort of thing?
Member of the union, member of GMB, which I've been since I started here. Social-wise, I've socialised more with the team that I'm in now, which is the development team for the Great Open Spaces. More like a family, really. You know, you work. I always believe you work. I don't work for them. I work with them, which is a correct way of working. If you work for somebody, then you don't. You don't get the best out of people. But I usually socialise. I socialise with a few of them in our team. In the old days, there's a couple of the blokes I used to work with. We used to go to loads. I do loads of vintage steam rallies and stuff like that. So I used to go to them with a few of the people. Yeah.
Excellent. And what do you like most now about working here on the road?
Variety of work, flexibility, stuff like that. Oh, the flexibility, the ease of working and stuff like that.
Thank you. Is there anything else you'd like to tell me about?
No.
Any aspect of the work? No? Well, that's been great. Thank you.
No, it's just sort of... the yard was a totally different animal then. We used to do a lot more then.
You said it was really busy.
The traffic route used to be down in, you come in and you drove down here and then round, where now you come in and go up and, you know, you fiddle around, you come out the same road you come in, where before it was like a circuit, you know. The layout was a lot busier, and there's a lot more people in the yard. And it was more of a male dominated yard more than female, where it's a mixture now, 50-50. Which, you know, life moves, you know, moves on, doesn't it?
It's a different
way of working. It seems they're trying to put it around in a circle again, where in the olden days there was a lot of us, and there's a lot of people, and there's lots of skills there. When people retired, or died, or moved on, they didn't replace the skills, so they reduced it, we shrunk it down, and now we have people that want to expand it again, and you just can't get the skills to expand it, or the people that want to expand it. That's why we use contractors to do the specialised skills.
So are there no apprenticeships on?
Oh well, not with us, there isn't, not with that, but I think there's some in the garage. The garage have an apprenticeship side. Used to work quite closely with the garage as well in the old days. If they used to, you know, if we were slacking a welding shop, you might be crawling around in the back of a dust cart welding in a sweeper plate or something like that. So I've been known to do that. You know, there were some nice guys in the workshop. You know, a few of the people, you know, like you've got some of the long termers that are still. Dave Cox was one that, you know, he's been here a long while with us. You know, so we, you know.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's lovely. Thank you. I'm going to say thank you and turn that off so that.